the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's right. I love this American ride.
Tis I, ladies and gentlemen, your voice of truth and hope across this great nation we call America. Welcome, everybody. It is Friday, Open Line Friday, and we're going to have a lot of fun today. Cannot wait to hear what you have to talk about. Now, here's the deal. On Fridays, you become the star of the program, so you get to call in, talk about whatever is on your mind today. I want you to write down our telephone number. You will need this. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Now, we're following a bunch of big stories today. Of course, President Trump and the transition team. We have some updates on Pete Hegseth as well as Matt Gaetz. RFK Jr. named the nominee for HHS. And we're going to be checking in with our friends at the Wellness Company. I asked them to pop on today to talk about that. Also, we are going to get a live report from the trial of the illegal alien who slaughtered Lakin Riley. And we'll play some of that audio from the opening arguments. It is incredibly distressing, ladies and gentlemen. And this is the legacy of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. I mean, that's ultimately their legacy. The open borders and the numbers of American citizens that have been killed on American soil, the number of American families who have been ripped apart, destroyed by the open border policies of the Democrat Party. But I want to start today with something a little bit closer to home, two stories that I think illustrate who the Democrats really are. And we are dealing with a great evil that has infected the Democrat Party. These are not the Democrats of JFK. These are not even the Democrats of Bill Clinton. We're dealing with a population that has completely lost their collective minds. Now, we're going to start in Staten Island, New York. There is a bakery there, and they've been around for a very long time, 145 years, owned by the same family, the Holtermans, Holterman's Bakery. And they're very popular. They make a lot of just regular old. It's a good old neighborhood bakery, but they do a lot of high-end business as well. Anyway, Whoopi Goldberg basically attacked them on The View. And Whoopi announced to the national ABC audience that she was actually denied service at Holterman's Bakery because of her political beliefs, which is sort of a shocking thing. And it turns out that Whoopi told a Whopper, the owner of the bakery, Mrs. Holterman, Jill Holterman, did an interview with Entertainment Tonight and said, well, this had nothing to do with politics. Our building was from the 1930s. We've been having some mechanical problems, and the boilers went out. And Mrs. Holterman said, I told Whoopi that we could, I guess they wanted to have some sort of a treat made for everybody in the studio audience, and they were only able to make about 50. And so Whoopi goes off and accuses the bakery of denying her service because of her politics, which is simply not true. What is true, though, ladies and gentlemen, is that you've got a lot of businesses out there owned by leftists who are targeting conservatives and specifically targeting people who voted for Donald Trump. I'm thinking about Penzi's Spices. Man, they hate conservatives. They don't want your business, and they're very open about it, and they're very adamant about it. If you are a gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable, you got to buy your paprika someplace else. And then there's, here in my hometown, there's the independent bookstore, Novel Memphis, refusing to host book signings for conservative authors. It's really sad, and it's unfortunate. I love that bookstore, but I can't do business with those people anymore. It would violate my conscience. And so then last night, one of the listeners of the great KWAM, the news radio station of Memphis that I own, and we have the, I'm going to tell you something, the talk radio audience across America is unbelievable, but the talk radio audience in Memphis, those folks just take it to the next level because they're on top of everything, and they let us know what's going on. And somebody sent us a note, and they said, Todd, you're not going to believe what's happening with this local flower shop. Now, the name of the place is called Everbloom Design. They are a flower shop in Memphis. It's one of these high-end flower shops. They do the events, like the weddings and the, I don't know, the funerals or whatnot. And the owner, her name is Kristen Walter, and I want to describe this woman for you. She looks just like you think this woman would look, and you're going to hear her voice in just a moment. But I just have a general question for the audience. Why is it that the progressive gals, why is it they wear the Elton John glasses? What's up with that? Is that like a trend? Is that like in the playbook? So anyway, this woman named Kristen Walter announced they will no longer do business with any Trump supporters. So if you voted for Donald Trump, if you wear a MAGA hat or a MAGA shirt and you walk into the business, you will be turned away. And here's the reason why. This is Kristen Walter.
I won't do business with people who support the president-elect. And it is because I need to create a safe place for me, my staff, and my family.
What's that all about? I haven't seen any other. If you're talking about joyful people, I've never seen anyone more joyful than a Trump supporter. I'm just telling you, I've been out there. I see all of this. So I don't know what she's talking about, this
safe space. I have to create a safe space for myself, my family, and my staff.
All right, what is she talking about here? So she got some initial backlash, and she decided to post a series of messages on her Instagram page. And I'm going to read this in just a moment. But let me say something. Last night, we took her story viral. Viral. And Ben Dieter, I'm going to get you to weigh in after we read through this, Dieter, because this is just mind-boggling. But it's good to delve into the bigoted mind of people like Kristen Walter, the owner of Everbloom Design in Memphis, Tennessee. So I want to read through this, ladies and gentlemen. So just gird your mental loins, if you will. Here's what she wrote on Instagram.
Last week, I publicly stated that I would not do flowers for an event celebrating Trump's election. I went on to state that I did not want to do business with anyone who voted for Trump. The majority of you showed support and stood with me in solidarity, for which I am deeply grateful. A few of you kindly expressed your disappointment. Aww. However, others called me names and some even issued threats. I do admit that I was reacting out of anger and betrayal. I could not believe my community could choose financial concerns and economy over human rights and decency. I assure you that I have reflected on the fact that it is unjust to deny anyone service based on their religion, their sexual orientation, their gender, or their race. However, I do believe that I have the right not to work with anyone, on events that misrepresent my brand and values. I feel we must make it very clear what these values are. We advocate for BIPOC, LGBTQ, and transgender issues. We believe women should have the autonomy to govern their tulips. We believe that education should be accessible to all and of the utmost importance now more than ever. We believe that we are all global citizens. We support the freedom to worship as you wish or not worship at all. We believe in gun control.
Wait, what? Where did that come up? Pardon me.
We believe we should be stewards of the earth.
Really, ma'am? You're literally yanking plants out of the ground and selling them for profit.
As a business, we prioritize people over profit.
Hashtag bankruptcy court.
We proudly support and donate to Planned Parenthood, Out Memphis, ACLU, NPR, Moms Demand Action.
Jeez, a loop.
I'm not finished yet. We are increasingly committed to upholding these values. and we will be dedicating additional energy and resources to champion and support them. We will continue to use vendors that align with these values and promote these businesses at the shop. If these values do not resonate with you, it may be best to seek a florist or shop that will align more closely with your values, or one that will be indifferent to them.
She's a little lady. We just want a place to buy some pansies. What the hell? Jeez. All right. Wow. Dieter, she's a little wordy, that one. Kristen, well, she probably should have self-edited a little bit.
Good gosh. These people just want freaking pansies and roses. What'd she say about NPR? Why is that even on our website and manifesto?
Nah, National Public Welfare Radio.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm not surprised. I could see her walking around with one of those tote bags. I'll bet you a Chick-fil-A sandwich she's got a coexist bumper sticker.
You know, the sad thing is I was talking about this on the morning show, and some people said, you know, she did the weddings for our flowers. Good thing she didn't find out we voted for Trump right before. We wouldn't have had bouquets.
Here's the thing. God forbid Aunt Gladys bites the big one this afternoon. And, I mean, you know, you're having the funeral, and all of a sudden, you know, the owner of Everbloom Design in Memphis, Tennessee, finds out that Aunt Gladys voted for Donald Trump. No flowers for you. But in all seriousness, she talks about being a good steward of the earth. They're literally killing plants. I mean, like, really, ripping them out of the earth, Mother Earth. It's all very sad, Dieter, and I'm wondering if, you know, in the Memphis area, were folks pretty fired up about this?
I think they're really offended. I think the question we're all asking is, how does she identify the garbage, the deplorables, the irredeemables, if they're not wearing a Trump MAGA hat?
I think maybe there's somebody at the front door and they're scanning your voter registration card. Maybe you have to show proof of who you voted for. I don't know.
Because she's saying and declaring she's denying all service to MAGA. But how can you tell if someone's MAGA unless you're just making an assumption?
Oh, by the way, she's already deleted the company's Facebook page.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Todd. It's not going over. It's not going over well.
It did kind of blow up.
So I'm curious, folks, what's the answer here? Do you boycott these kinds of businesses? Do you just say, shrug your shoulders like, all right, well, you know, not a big fan of pansies after all. I mean, what do you do here? By the way, and you talk about, you know, Whoopi Goldberg, we need to be supporting businesses that actually do need our help. And, you know, that bakery in Staten Island, if you're listening to us out in Staten Island, go over there and order something off the menu. I hear they took Whoopi Pie off the menu, but otherwise, lots of great baked goods over there. But I am curious, ladies and gentlemen, how do you respond to people like the Everbloom Design or Hip Nest out in Oregon that's, again, refusing to allow Trump supporters to even enter their store? It just seems to me, ladies and gentlemen, if I remember my Supreme Court and LGBT issues class, that the when it comes to these bakeries, when it comes to these shops, you got to bake the damn cake, right? I mean, that's what the other side says. Your feelings don't matter. You got to bake the blasted cake. So I'm curious here. What advice would you give to Everbloom Design? Look, it just seems to me this is a very bad business model to deny paying customers, because by and large, conservatives do have more money to spend and we pay our bills. So I am curious, what do you tell this lady? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Based on what she has said, she has now admitted she is a narrow-minded bigot. Now, the good news is I suspect there are plenty of other flower shops that do not discriminate based on political orientation in Memphis, Tennessee. Shocking, though, that happened here in our own hometown. But anyway, we're happy to give them a little national attention. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Folks, hang on tight, because we're heading into one of the most critical elections this nation's ever seen. And let's be honest, there's no guarantee it's going to go your way. We've already seen how far the radical left will go to push their agenda. If Kamala Harris takes the White House, you can expect more government control, higher taxes, and a full-blown assault on your freedoms. The stakes could not be higher. and you need to make it a priority to shield yourself. Gold is already up 21% this year and still climbing. This is your golden opportunity to fortify your savings. Text GOLDEN to 24999. And my friends at Priority Gold, with over two decades of experience and thousands of five-star reviews, will send you a free gold investor guide. Priority Gold makes it easy to diversify into physical gold, silver, and platinum, but you got to act fast. Text GOLDEN to 24999 for your free guide. Keep your retirement golden. Text GOLDEN to 24999 now. All right, welcome back. Let's go right to the phone lines, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Let's say hello to Johnny, listening to us on KWAM in Memphis. Hi, Johnny. What do you think we ought to be doing with this flower shop?
Congratulations, Todd. Mega moron. Become half of you again. Trump supporters are violent, you know, and I give you an example with him lying about the disaster area that FEMA was not giving the money the way they...
Well, we're not going to talk about that right now, Johnny, but hold on, put a pin in that. We're talking about the flower shop. You called in to talk about the flower shop. Do you believe the flower shop did the right thing?
I'm going somewhere.
No. I'm just trying to get the... Yeah, let's get there quickly.
Okay. The flower shop did do good because you MAGA morons, you listen to Trump, you got conned again, and you're violent. Don't nobody want to deal with you all because you are very, very violent.
How are we violent, Johnny? How are we violent? Give me one example of how we are violent. One example.
January the 6th. That's all you need.
No, sir, we do not. I'm not going to let you play that game, Johnny, but let me ask you this. So you believe that it's okay for this flower shop to ban Trump supporters. That's right?
Your life is in danger.
No. That's not what I'm asking. This is not about life being in danger. We're talking about conservative women going in and buying flowers for a wedding. You got a problem with that?
If you're a Trump supporter, yes.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a question, Johnny. You good with Woolworth banning black people from their lunch counters? Are you okay with that?
They was not dangerous.
Are you okay with restaurants telling black people they've got to go eat their meals out back? You okay with that, Johnny?
Are you okay with it, Johnny?
You say you support the Trump supporter here.
But it happened. It happened.
Of course it happened. And thanks to the Republican Party, Johnny, black people don't have to deal with that anymore. Republicans.
Lyndon Johnson signed the Civil Rights Act.
With Republicans, Johnny, you got to go back and look at your history. Let me ask you this: what about the Jews? Are you okay with businesses denying access to Jewish customers? Are you okay with that?
Who signed the Civil Rights Act? Barry Goldwater, Ronald Reagan, and Richard Nixon turned the Republican Party into the racist MAGA party that they are now.
You know, Johnny, I'm sorry. Johnny, you're speaking out your wazoo, and it's very odorous today. So we're going to let you go do some research. You can go back to the 1960s, and you can see for yourself that it was the Republicans in Congress that worked with LBJ because your party, the Democrat Party, stood in the way of the Civil Rights Act. They're the ones who did that, Johnny. So good try. But, yeah, you got to do better. 901-260-5926. And, again, I want someone to explain to me, how is what this flower shop in Memphis doing any different than denying service to blacks or Jews? 901-260-5926. Johnny says, yeah, ban those Trump supporters. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. The story of MyPillow is a testament to faith and transformation. Mike Lindell, once battling addiction, found a new path when he embraced faith and began following Jesus. In gratitude, Mike is excited to share an exclusive offer with our listeners. Right now, the standard MyPillow is available for just $14.88, a savings that's too good to pass up. There's a limit of 10 per customer, so don't wait to take advantage of this amazing deal now with promo code STARNS. Mike believes God gave him the idea for MyPillow in a dream, and it's designed with your comfort in mind. The pillow holds its shape and adapts perfectly to your unique sleep position, helping keep your neck aligned for the best night's sleep. And there's more. Take home a four-piece kitchen set for only $25. Enjoy the new mattress topper at $99.99 or pick up the luxurious MyPillow bed sheet starting at $49.98. Visit MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506 and use promo code STARNS to unlock huge discounts. Don't miss out. Order today. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. It is Open Line Friday, and let's go right to the phones, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Let's say hello to Thomas in Collierville, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Hi, Thomas. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Todd. I just want to say that I don't care if your money's blue or red. It's all green to me. Come into my shop. And they've hurt their business considerably if they think this is going to float. It's just ridiculous. When you were reading it, I was actually in a little bit of disbelief, even without the theatrics. If you would have just read her comments outright, I would have been like, I know Todd didn't make this up, but that is crazy.
So, Thomas, here's how insane it is. And you know, we just do this on all the things we talk about here. We verified all this. So I called the store yesterday, talked to a staffer. The owner wasn't there. And they said, yeah, that's our owner. And, you know, they posted the video. Jeez, hello.
You know, I'm out driving around the Memphis area today. I may just have to go by this place just to check it out. So
it's in a nice area, the Broad Street District, which is a really nice, but, it's kind of, and again, I'm with you. I own a business, and I want liberals and conservatives listening to KWAM. We're also happy to hear, I think this is the only radio station in the market where you can actually hear both sides. You know, we invite Democrats on, we invite Republicans on. I just happen to believe that the conservative ideology always wins the day. But again, we give people, you know, an open microphone here.
Well, we do appreciate it as Memphians and across the nation as well. And I just want to say and reiterate that I support her decision to make a decision to support her business the way she sees it, but I just cannot accredit that and support it myself. That's just crazy.
All I can tell her is good luck in bankruptcy court, ma'am. All right.
Thank you, Todd.
Thomas, thanks for the call out there in Collierville. Let's go to John, Morehead City, North Carolina. Hi, John. What say you?
Well, Todd, I think I've got a different approach. You have to have a business license to have an open business, so they can collect their taxes and all that. Is she either be put on a probation basis and recant her statement and do business openly, or have them pull the business license and bar her for the rest of her life in Shelby County for doing business, period.
It is kind of peculiar. You do have there is a fine line there. And again, you know, we had Johnny call in from Memphis, and, you know, he had no problem with the business banning Trump voters. Well, okay, if that's the case, then you also have to be okay with a lot of other people getting banned, and I don't think we want to go down that road.
Well, reason B is because talk about equal rights and all that. It says creed in there also. Creed is your political party, and that she's violating that part of that openly. I don't think she should have a business for that reason.
No doubt about that. All right, John, appreciate the call there, and hope you're having a great day out there in eastern North Carolina. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, a fight night tonight. Is it tonight? You've got Logan Paul and Mike Tyson going at it. And yesterday, Tyson, you know, they were doing the pre-match weigh-in or whatever. You know how they do. And Tyson goes over there and smacks the guy on the face. And Jake Paul was like, I didn't even feel it. I didn't even feel it. It ought to be an interesting fight tonight. All that to say, Trump later this evening is going to be attending a UFC match. And here's how the crowd reacted when they heard that news. Cut four, please. Cut four, please.
Bo, one for you. The rumor is Donald Trump's coming to town. Have you any update on this and any extra nerves with the president watching you fight?
No comment, but I will say Saturday is going to be very, very special for sure.
All right, there you go. We'll have to see how that plays out. But I am telling you, there are a lot of guys out there across America who truly feel like Donald Trump is their guy. And I have no doubt about that. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Melody listening to us in Nevada. Hi, Melody. What's on your mind?
Well, hello. I'm a small business owner, and I am in rural Nevada, but I have Trump signs all over my shop during the election, and I'm just saying if the tables were turned and people wouldn't come in to my shop, they're missing out on fabulous business and service and everything. But on the same issue, I am not a religious person, but I'll welcome those Catholic Mormons all day long because I'm in business and I want your money.
That's
so
it, Melody.
Officer idiot.
I'm with you there. And again, it's money is green, and it doesn't matter if it's coming from Democrats or Republicans. You would think they would want all of it that they could get, especially with this Biden economy out there.
Yeah, and I was in public service also, and if people didn't like my politics, they didn't come in. They missed out on fabulous service. So it was their loss in the end.
There you go. I love that. And Melody, give your business a shout out while we've got you on the air.
Well, I have a sewing business. It's called Sew Crazy in Ely, Nevada. Fabulous service. I'm there all day long, all night long, just to serve my customers.
Well, I just love that. I know we have a lot of listeners out in Ely, Nevada. Our good friend Wyatt Cox runs the radio station out there. And Melody, God bless you for calling in, and thank you for that. And you're a great American patriot. And
very
Melody,
good.
Melody,
all right. Thank you. Love your show.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. All right. I'm just telling you, folks, some of these leftists are slap crazy. By the way, they talk about, where is it? Hey, Dieter, they were talking about all of us being in this Trump cult, right? You know, this MAGA cult. Well, we're not the ones going out there shaving our heads and taking vows of celibacy. Because our candidate lost.
Yeah, don't shave your head, Todd. Even if Kamala had won.
Mother Nature's taking care of that naturally.
Yeah, well, and we're also, you want to talk about Cole? Imagine not showing up for Thanksgiving and Christmas because your family member voted for Donald Trump. You have the ladies on The View saying, don't go home for Thanksgiving because you have a Trumper in your family. That is a definition of a cult.
That's it. 1,000%. Speaking of Thanksgiving, a lot of people are getting ready because you got the turkey and the sweet potato pie and the pecan pie, and people saying, oh, I got to go on a little bit of a diet. And of course, that's a big deal now with RFK Jr. getting named HHS secretary. And there's a big debate now. People are calling out the conservatives, people like Sean Hannity, because they're saying, wait a second, RFK is basically encouraging people to eat healthy and to live a healthy lifestyle. And that's what Michelle Obama was trying to do. And yet the conservatives attack Michelle Obama. Dieter, have you heard these arguments out there?
I remember, Todd, back in the day, you had Michelle Obama. Remember, she would go out in the front lawn of the White House in the garden. She was down. The hands were dirty.
She was hoeing that garden.
she was hoeing.
Not in the biblical sense. It was the instrument you hoeing.
Yes.
Act of hoeing.
H-O-E. So then all those vegetables, the carrots from the White House garden, ended up in our public school lunches. And you had the Republicans. I remember we actually put together a montage. Do you want to hear this, Tom?
Let's take a listen.
Okay.
When I heard this, I thought, get your damn hands off my fries, lady. If I want to be a fat, fat, fatty and shovel French fries all day long, that is my choice.
We're going to have, the government fining us if we use salt.
Coming up straight ahead, all this talk about the government taking salt away from you because it's so bad for you. But aren't there good things about salt? I hate the government getting involved and telling me what to eat and not
to eat. Food police!
Do you think the government should regulate the ingredients in the food we eat?
Can't we make our own decision about whether or not we want to salt our food?
All right, an Obama government obesity task force. Does every American family need a dietitian appointed by the government to tell them that this food is going to make you fat and this food is not?
So, to your point, Dieter, that was the conservative movement back during the Obama years, and now RFK is wanting to do the exact same thing, and then some.
Oh, he makes Michelle Obama look like Little Debbie. I mean, he wants to replace all of the oils at McDonald's with beef tallow. So, Todd, next time you go get that Big Whopper, what is it, the Whopper?
No, that's Burger King.
That's Burger King?
Big Mac.
The Big Mac. Your burger is going to be baked or fried or whatever they do in beef tallow. That's day one for RFK Jr.
Now, I mean, no disrespect at all to Mrs. Obama, but I think she is enjoying some Little Debbies these days. And look, she's an American, and Little Debbie makes a great snack product. So who am I to judge? But there is a difference between what RFK is wanting to do and what Michelle Obama did. First of all, Michelle Obama wanted to literally crack down and ban foods. And it was really hypocrisy. You know, they were talking about how we got to ban French fries. We can't let kids eat French fries or hamburgers. Meanwhile, the Obamas are chowing down on burgers and fries. So there was some hypocrisy there, not to mention that she was hoeing her garden in very expensive shoes. And
remember the dancing, Todd?
I do remember the dancing.
Remember the happy, healthy dances?
I remember just swinging around there. That's right.
Frolicking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that was a big part of it. And also, they were going into the schools. I'll never forget this. The state of Alabama almost seceded from the union because Mrs. Obama wanted to outlaw biscuits and gravy. Now, look, here's the deal. And I am not a big fan. Jeez, Lou. All right, I just want to say this. Whoever Trump wants, Trump should get. Do I support all of these people? No, I support my president. And if that's who he wants, that's who he's going to get. I'm going to have a big problem if RFK Jr. steps in and starts, you know, saying, okay, you're America, you're only allowed to have one hamburger a month. I don't think he's going to do that. What he's trying to do is he's going in and saying, let's take the Fruit Loops, all right? So if you look at the ingredients of the Fruit Loops in America compared to the Fruit Loops in Germany, there are like 700 ingredients in the Fruit Loops in America, Ben. There are only like 3 or 4 in the Fruit Loops in Germany. So what the heck are they putting in that cereal box?
Freedom.
Is that it? Is it freedom to poison the public?
That's big food for you.
Well,
and then big pharma comes behind it, and then you get a drug for the red food coloring.
And that's what RFK Jr. is trying to crack down on. If I'm reading all of this correctly, and again, it's you can't have it both ways. RFK Jr. can't go out there and say, "All right, we're never going to force children to get measles shots." Well, I hate to say this, but Jake Tapper is right. I mean, if kids aren't getting measles, they're going to school, everybody's getting sick. I mean, that's the reality of it. And that's fine. That's what people voted for. But the reality of it is this. If you're telling people, you can't tell me what shot I have to get, you can't then turn around and say, no, you can't have that kind of food. It doesn't work that way. So anyway, we'll see how it all goes. But again, there is a difference because Michelle Obama they were literally wanting to come into your home and tell you, you are not allowed to eat these things. I remember back in the day, I've got a chapter in one of my older books about how New York City had actually assigned a staff member at the school district to go and make sure no parents were slipping in cupcakes. Contraband cupcakes into the third grade classroom. True story.
Isn't it the former president and I guess the president-elect that loves a hamburger?
He loves McDonald's.
I mean, is that going to be the first fight between the two?
I don't think so. And again, it's not a matter of, you know, again, if you're going to McDonald's, you're getting, I mean, if you go to McDonald's every day, you're probably going to die. And okay, but you know what? You're an adult. It's America. And you should be free to make that choice. I don't believe we have to come in as a government and say, McDonald's, you've got to change your cooking oil.
Mm-hmm. Don't even get them started.
Some person may disagree here, but, you know, I've started doing a lot more cooking at home because I am concerned about the crap they're putting in the food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But my answer is not to go and tell, I don't know, Mrs. Butterworth, hey, oh, she got fired.
Paula Deen.
My job is not to go and tell Uncle Ben not to. Oh, wait a second. He got fired. My job is not to tell Aunt Jemima. She got fired. Jeez, Lord. All right. My job is not to tell the Land O' Lakes Indian. She's gone too. Jeez, is anybody employed?
No.
Okay.
They all got fired.
My job is not to tell these companies what to put in their products. If I've got a problem with it, I'm going to go and make my own biscuits. Right. And I'm not going to buy them from that. Well, nobody should be eating canned biscuits anyway, but you get my point. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Jim was at the laundromat when he heard his ear said, Maraca, senor. But his nose said, hey, freshest scent ever. Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring Gaines scent beads into the washer. The scent. The freshness. Jim blurted, sir, your scent maracas smell amazing. You could call them scent maracas, but most noses call them Gaines scent beads. Try Gaines scent beads. Way fresher than detergent alone.
All right, want to say congratulations to our good buddy Doug Collins, nominated by President Trump to be Secretary of Veterans Affairs, and we're going to try to get Doug on the show sometime next week or so. Let's go to the North Georgia Mountains, our good buddy Joe from LJ hanging out with us. Hi, Joe, what's going on?
Todd, we're doing great. Gilmer County, my county, LJ, went 81% for Trump, one of the tops in the nation, and Steve Moore, who runs the economy for Trump, called me yesterday and said, Joe, we're going to cut at least $1 trillion and probably $2 trillion from waste and spending with Ramaswamy and Elon Musk. So I think that's great, Todd, that we're going to cut waste. I think that's good for any stock market holders, any taxpayers. But it's been a great day in LJ, and I'm sure you've had a great day. Your show had a lot to do with Trump winning, and I just want to say again, thank you for all you do.
Well, Joe, always good hearing from you, and well done. You've been a part of the great team to make this country great again, and we always love it when you call into the program here. You know, I want to say something real quick about this report out. Pete Hegseth accused of sexual assault involving a woman in Monterey, California, back in 2017. ABC News has a story. Look. They're going to be Kavanaughing and borking just about every Trump nominee. And I guarantee you, folks, this came from Republicans. Let me say something here about Pete Hegseth. And again, I know him because I worked with him for a very long time. But the Monterey Police Department, and I want to read this because it's very important to the story. Quote, there was an allegation that was fully investigated and Mr. Hegseth was cleared of any wrongdoing. Period. End of story. Did Pete mention that to the transition team? I hope so. I wasn't in the room. I don't know. I do not know. But it's really too bad that folks over at CNN and MSDNC and the New York Times and the Washington Post, they're not as aggressive actually investigating real crimes. For example, the fact that Joe Biden took inappropriate showers with his daughter, Ashley Biden. Anybody want to talk about that? Anybody want to investigate that story? Anybody want to talk about Hunter Biden's laptop and all of the multiple crimes that are verified on video on that laptop? Still haven't figured out whose cocaine that was. I have a sinking suspicion, but I'm just telling you, the media is going to be making up crap about every single one of Donald Trump's nominees. And look, we're going to go through it. We don't carry water for anybody, ladies and gentlemen. We just simply report the facts here. And the fact is, they investigated cleared of wrongdoing. Period. End of story. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you with us. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. It is Open Line Friday. That means you get to call in. Ask me questions. You can talk about whatever you want to talk about today. Write down our telephone number if you would like to join the program today. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. We are expecting President Trump to make some more announcements later today as he continues to fill out the cabinet and his administration. A lot of people talking about Matt Gaetz. And a lot of people on both sides of the aisle are very upset with his pick to be Attorney General. Cut 17.
I was shocked that he has been nominated.
I don't think it's a serious nomination for the Attorney General.
This feels like a red alert moment for democracy.
Just kind of like a God-tier kind of trolling, just to trigger a meltdown.
Matt Gaetz is very bright. I think he's qualified.
Vote with President Trump. This is the last chance we're going to have of saving this country. And if you want to get in the way, fine. But we're going to try to get you out of the Senate, too, if you try to do that.
All right. Just a sampling of opinions there. That last guy, Senator Tommy Tuberville from Alabama. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Say hello to Congressman Tim Burchett from the great state of Tennessee. Congressman, hope you're doing well today.
I couldn't be doing any better. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you.
Well, look, my philosophy is this. Donald Trump gets whatever he wants. That's it, in a nutshell. Am I off base in that thinking when it comes to his cabinet?
Well, if you discount him or don't take him serious or tell him not to do something, or you've just crossed the line. I'll tell you that. He has the stick. He has the American public behind him. And this is just the same old stuff that you heard before the election. Well, it's going to be close, but he's not going to win. He's not our guy. We need to move on. This is not what America wants. But you know what? Dadgummit, this is what America wants. Overwhelming majority, all the swing states, the popular vote, and the Electoral College. You can't get past that.
So let's talk about Gaetz. You've got some Republican lawmakers. I think John Cornyn wanting to have the investigative report released from the House. Should they just go ahead and release it and let's talk about it? Let's get it out in the open. Or Jim Jordan says don't release it and let's move on.
I think it sets a bad precedent. The Senate shouldn't be telling the House what to do. You've got these rules in place. And then they start talking about precedent. Well, this is precedent. Well, when is there precedent ever, you know, why are we listening to the left again? This is and the key thing on that is I had this discussion with Jim Jordan, not just a little, just an hour or so ago. I thought the key point is the Biden Justice Department that hates Matt Gaetz with every fiber of its being drop their investigation of him. If they had one iota of a chance, they thought of pinning something on him, don't you think they would have done it? I checked the Constitution this morning. You know, we're supposed to be judged by a jury of our peers, and it's not The View, and it's not CNN. And it sure as heck isn't the Ethics Committee of the House of Representatives. And my gosh, these guys start throwing stones. There's going to be some people looking in their background, I would suspect. So I think it needs to drop where it's at.
I mean, I don't mean any. Actually, I do mean this as an offense. Matt Gaetz is a jerk. All right, I've known him, and it is what it is. But that doesn't mean he can't be a good attorney general. And I know a lot of I know a lot of jerks that turn out being great at their jobs. And I'm wondering if the jerk part of it, the personality, is really the bigger issue here.
I, probably. They don't want him in there rustling this thing up. They know Trump is coming in there full charge. That's what he's got Elon and doing that thing at the Doge, D-O-G-E, whatever they want to call it. And the Republicans aren't going to like that either. You know, I was mayor of Knox County for 8 years, and I came in there and I cut. And you know what? Every cut at somebody, oh, man, my third cousin works there. We can't vote for that. Oh, this is, you know, it just every, and that's what the Republicans are going to run into. All these so-called newfound born-again conservatives are going to jump off this thing. And, you know, maybe Matt's always been good to me. I've never been in his presence and never had a discussion about anything inappropriate that all these accusations are being made of.
Well, Congressman, let me jump in here for a second, and I may be way off base here, but it seems to me if back in 2021, when these allegations first popped up, it seems to me it would take about an hour or two for law enforcement to figure out if, in fact, a sitting United States congressman was involved in sex trafficking, and it would have been dealt with then. But here we are in 2024, and they still, you know, they're still investigating, or the investigation just wrapped up. I don't believe it. I just genuinely do not believe that there's anything there.
Well, I know what my other thought was. I've had too much caffeine, and I want to hit that before I move on to the next. But, yeah, I don't want Donald Trump teaching my daughter's Sunday school class down here at the Baptist Church either. But I think he's going to be a great president. I think Matt Gaetz is what that department needs. They have weaponized those folks against conservatives. They arrest pro-life. They arrest pro-life supporters within their constitutional rights protesting. They arrested a man for praying. They came and arrested him in the middle of the night, armed in front of his little kid. And this is the just, and that is labeled parents that had the audacity to go to a school board meeting and question what their kids are being taught. They labeled them domestic terrorists in writing. This is the Justice Department we have now. You've got to have somebody like Matt Gaetz with ice water in his veins that can come out swinging. And that's what they got to have. You've got to cut this thing off, Todd. You cannot, this pick and choose. This town, everybody wants to come in and go, oh, they talk the big talk. And they want, and it's a trash can, you and I know it. And they want to pick every little bit out. No, let's look, oh, we can keep that. No, it's a freaking trash can. Put a garden hose on it, turn it upside down, and wash it and scrub it out and start over. That's what it's going to take. We've got one shot at this thing. If we don't get it this time, you know good and well the Republicans are going to put some lame, middle-of-the-road moderate up here. And the fat cats that are always out on the tarmac greeting the president will be right back out there, because that will be their candidate, whichever party.
Yeah, 1,000% right on that, Congressman. Tim Burchett on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. I love what Tom Homan just said on Don Trump Jr.'s podcast. He asked what day one would look like on the immigration side, and Homan said, shock and awe, Congressman, shock and awe.
Well, that's a good start. You know, I love the fact that Elon took over Twitter, reopened the First Amendment, fired something like 80% of the people that work there, and it still's running today. I think that's what you're looking at government. That's why they're scared. Their machine is getting ready to get broke up. It's going to be handed back over to we the people, and that's why these people are beside themselves. No other reason.
No, not at all. And again, I think it's a good day. I am somewhat disappointed. Of course, we still have some positions to fill, but I thought Bill Hagerty might be a good fit somewhere in the administration.
Well, the Treasury is still there. I think I haven't checked the news here lately. That would be a good, you know, Bill Hagerty is an exceptional human being. He's a family man. And the most important thing to him is his family. And I take him at his word when he said that, you know, that State Department thing, because every time there's a scuffle anywhere in the world, they're loading up the plane. And that's not a family friendly office to be in. And so I can appreciate that. I miss my girls. I miss them all right now. I wish I was back in Knoxville with them right now, back on the farm. So I understand Bill Hagerty, but he is an excellent U.S. senator. I hate to lose him or Marcia, actually, to any of this, because we need them where they're at.
Is she being considered for a post as well?
Well, I'd say everybody in the Senate is. They've taken enough of the House, and you couldn't find anybody. You couldn't find any more conservative or common sense than Marsha Blackburn.
Well, that's
There's
true.
No question.
That's no doubt about
with
that.
Her in the, we sat beside each other in the state Senate, so I know her well.
All right. Well, yeah, that was back. We're going to go old school, but that was back when she was fighting the good fight on the state income tax as well back in the day.
That's correct. That is correct.
All right. Well, Congressman, good hearing from you. Congratulations on your massive landslide victory, and we're really glad that you're back up on Capitol Hill.
If you just don't tell President Trump I actually did better than he did in my district. I don't want him to hear about
we'll
that.
We'll keep that on the down low, dadgummit.
All right. Dadgummit.
All
thanks,
right.
Brother. Love you, Todd. All thank right. you for everything, and thank you for putting the truth out there, brother. You are a rarity. You are the unicorn in this whole media circus.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Congressman, and we're going to let you get back to it. The great Congressman Tim Burchett. You know, it's interesting, Ben Dieter. I've never been called a unicorn before. That may be a first.
Yeah, you don't sparkle like one.
No, and I don't blow I don't blow glitter out my wazoo either.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I didn't mean to.
Conservative unicorn, Todd Starnes.
I don't mean to say that Matt Gaetz is a jerk, but he is. His personality, it's a little abrasive, but that doesn't mean he can't be a very effective attorney general. Does that make sense, Dieter? I mean, you can be a jerk, but still be a great pick.
You can be a jerk, but be a great jerk. You can be a terrible jerk, but you can be a good jerk.
Well, you can be a so-so jerk.
You kind of need a jerk to go after. And I'm sorry. Look at their jerk. Merrick Garland was a jerk.
Well, he was a communist jerk.
Yeah. So they picked their jerk for 4 years. Now we pick ours.
Jeez, look.
Really is that simple, Todd.
I'm not sure I'm out of that hole yet, but okay, we're almost there. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Let me say this. I'm not going to agree with every single person president wants on his cabinet, but it's not my cabinet, and I support my president. So if he wants to put Mickey Mouse in the cabinet, then by golly, he's got my support. We'll be right back.
Exercise and a healthy diet can help, but that can be hard, especially as we start to get older. It's like the choice between taking the stairs or waiting for the elevator. Sometimes the easier option can be tempting. But just like choosing to take the stairs, you can choose to get a variety of 31 whole fruit and vegetable ingredients. Balance of Nature supplements are formulated from the best ingredients available, and it's as easy as taking 3 fruits and 3 veggies capsules every day. It's a small commitment, but it can help you feel your best. Start your journey with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Starnes Show. Don't forget, 5 o'clock Eastern, you can watch the Todd Starnes Show on Newsmax. Let's go to Chris, WSIC in North Carolina. Hi, Chris. What's your question today?
Hey, Todd. Thank you for taking my call. I guess my question would be, does the deep state and the Democrats want Matt Gaetz as Attorney General?
Say that one more time, Chris.
Does the deep state and the Democrats want Matt Gaetz to be nominated?
Well, no. And neither do the establishment Republicans.
Right. So my question is, have we not learned anything? It was supposed to be Trump, all these people, he's got a mandate. And the first thing that happens, we're talking about somebody that he put up. And I don't understand that, Todd. The guy may be a jerk. A lot of people call Donald Trump a jerk. But what has that got to do with getting the job done? And I guess that's my question.
Well, I mean, it's a fair question, Chris. I think the broader issue is the Senate Republicans, and they believe that they have control over Donald J. Trump, and they are sorely, sorely mistaken there. This is Donald Trump's administration. He won in a landslide. He's got a mandate. So again, as I said before we went to break, the guy wants Mickey Mouse. Fine. We confirm Mickey Mouse because Trump's got a plan. And who am I now? Who is anybody to question that plan? The guy won.
But I guess what is wrong with Matt Gaetz? What does he disagree with conservatives, or is he just a butthole with? As you say.
Yeah, I think I would go with a butthole. Yes. That's okay. It's okay to be a butthole. It's America.
And so I guess what I'm trying to say, it don't do any good when us Republicans are talking about him like this because...
No. Let me stop you there, Chris. Well, hold on, Chris. Hold on. Let me stop you there. We do have to talk about it because, again, there are these heinous allegations out there, and that has to be addressed. And the point is... that they have weaponized the House. And I will disagree with Jim Jordan on this. Release the blasted investigation results. We paid for it. I'm tired of the House Republicans holding all of these hearings at massive taxpayer expense, and they never get anywhere with it. So let's release the information, exonerate Matt Gaetz, and be done with it.
Well, they didn't do that for Joe Biden or his son.
But they just did it for Pete Hegseth. Hold on. They just did it for Pete Hegseth. Police came out and said, here's our investigative report. Here are the findings. We have cleared him. There was no wrongdoing. Boom. Thank you. We can move on now. That's all. But when you hide stuff, Chris, it just raises the eyebrows of people.
Well, but basically what you're saying is the Senate has allowed him to be there knowing he raped a 17-year-old. It's basically what you're saying.
House did. And again, Chris, you're making things up here. Yeah, you're making up that. That is not what I am saying. There were allegations. The allegations were investigated. And now you have the House Republicans say, we're not going to tell you the outcome of our investigation. Well, if that was Democrats, we'd be screaming out the wazoo saying, dadgummit, release the blasted investigation.
Did the Democrats investigate him?
Well, the Republicans are in charge, so...
I know, but what I'm saying, if the Democrats, you know they hate him, so if he did it, they would have threw him out. So it just seems like to me we're joining the Democrats. Well, we need to keep our mouth shut and let the commander-in-chief do what he wants. He's got the mandate of the American people.
That's not how it works, Chris. I should have asked the congressman this question. Congressman, would you let Matt Gaetz take out one of your daughters? Would you let him go out on a date?
God, what does that got to do with it being a jerk? You're acting like there's some truth to what
Chris,
they're saying.
You do this all the time. You call in here, you scream and yell at me, and you take everything I say out of context. And you're either not hearing me or you're not wanting to hear me. And I don't know which one it is, but I'm going to say it very clearly again. I don't believe he did anything wrong. But if you've got an investigation out there and you've got the results of the investigation and you're not going to release that, it just raises more questions. So I say release it. If there's any criminal activity, that needs to be dealt with. If there's not, the man's exonerated. Let's move on.
Of course, if he done something, of course. But I would hope the people in the House would not let someone rape a 17-year-old be in there for 2 years.
I've heard worse things. I've heard worse things happening up on Capitol. Chris, I got to run. We're late for a break. Appreciate you calling in. But again, folks, we can't have it both ways, right? If the Democrats pulled something like that, we'd be hollering about it. And I'm just all about full transparency because, quite frankly, I hate both parties. I really do. And I don't think we can trust them. And we just saw that yesterday in the U.S. Senate. So you can call me a contrarian. Don't call me a libertarian. I'm independent minded here. Yeah, I'm a card carrying Republican, but I'm pretty upset with my own political party right now, to be perfectly honest with you. All that to say, Trump won. It's a mandate. Get the man what he wants. Let's see how it works out. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starn Show.
Balance. balance of nature's fruits and veggies supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
Oh, I love it. I'm 83 years old, and it has helped me.
Everything was okay, and I feel better. I just turned 90, so I'm doing real good.
I'm doing great. You know, some guys tell me, oh, that's psychological, man. I said, let me tell you something. I don't care what it is. It's working.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
And welcome back, everybody. Let's go right to the phone lines. Mark in Raleigh, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Hey, Mark, what's going on today?
Hey, Todd, I just want to say this about the deep state. One thing Rush used to say all the time is it was about the seriousness of the charge, not whether it was true or not. And they just repeat the serious charge that he has trafficked a 17-year-old girl. He spoke on this and said it was a setup and that they had tried to extort money from him and his family. Now, I don't know what the truth of it is, but I tend to not believe these things about these people unless it's proven. And I'm with you. If they've got proof that it's not true, I guess why not release the information?
That's all I'm saying here, Mark, because, and again, hear me on this. Ted Kennedy, the so-called lion of the Senate, literally killed a woman in Chappaquiddick, let her drown in his car. And that guy went on to have a very lucrative career in the U.S. Senate. You had evidence, concrete proof and evidence. There's no proof here, just allegations. And you're right. They make these wild and heinous charges. You get the big headlines, and then the case always goes away. It happens all the time.
That's right. And, Todd, real quick, why did the cranberry blush?
Mark, it's open line Friday. I wasn't expecting this question, though. Why did the cranberry blush?
Because it saw the turkey dressing.
Jeez, Lou.
Thanks, Todd.
Wow, thanks, Mark. Dieter, you got to do a better job screening the calls, my friend.
No, that was
the
best part.
I wanted turkey dressing.
I wanted him to lead with the dad joke. That was fantastic. Maybe we should just tell dad jokes for the rest of the show. It's Friday. I'm wiped.
I think I got a call from my pastor, and I didn't answer. I was afraid he was listening to the Jello Jiggling segment yesterday.
Confession will have you on Sunday.
Very inappropriate. That's behavior for an Episcopalian, but not a good Baptist. Let's go to Connor in Boston. Hey, Connor, what's going on?
Well, I'll tell you, it's good to be up here today because I'm wearing my Proud to Be Garbage shirt with my green reflective vest. I've worn that for the past couple of days around Massachusetts. And it's, you know, Proud to Be Garbage here. But anyway, these closed-door meetings with Republicans that we've been seeing, it's just unacceptable. I mean, a lot of these Republicans need to understand that basically when they were elected, they're basically along for the ride. I mean, folks voted for President Trump. This is President Trump's party now. And the fact of the matter is where they think that they can have these closed-door meetings, like the Senate Majority Leader, for instance, that's unacceptable. I'm not a fan of this person, and I'm very concerned. But they need to understand that they don't have a right to privacy when they work for the American people. We're their boss, and we should have every bit of insight into what they're talking about in there and what discussions are being had. We got a lot to do here to save our country, Todd.
Yeah.
And we don't have time. I don't have time for their egos. I don't.
Look, here's the thing, Connor. This thing about Matt Gaetz, Pete Hegseth, look, I don't want any distractions for our president. And I would like to think that Hegseth, and again, it turned out to be a big nothing burger, but I would like to hope that Pete told the transition team, hey, I've done X, Y, or Z, and I just want you to be aware of it so you can be prepared. Now, the reporting is that the transition team wasn't aware of it. That would be a problem if that's true, because we cannot have anybody a part of that administration that's going to distract from the mission at hand.
Exactly right. And we need to focus on the mission at hand. And again, you know, with that being said, yes, they need to be transparent with the transition team, but it's President Trump's cabinet, and they need to put, you know, put in there who he's suggesting, because this is his party, and this is going to, we're taking back America, my friend.
Connor, I know that your job takes you around Harvard Square a time or two, and I know that you've rolled down the windows and played our show very loud out of your car radio, which we greatly appreciate and love. But I am concerned. We understand the children there at Harvard were triggered, and they were safe spaces, you know, erected, things of that nature. How are they doing?
You know, they're not doing too well with that. You know, I think they're still triggered from the election, but I usually just wear my Make America Great Again hat. I wear my Proud to Be Garbage shirt with my green reflective vest. And you know what? They just seem to kind of go back into their black holes that are called their safe spaces.
Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers, my friend.
All right, Connor, good hearing from you. Thanks for calling in today. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Patty real quick here, and then I want to talk about this Georgia case. Patty from WSIC. Hi, Patty. What's going on?
Okay. Let me say something right now. Johnny, that idiot, it was in 1865, the KKK was founded by the Democratic Party. Okay? So, Johnny, you hear that one? Okay. Here we go again. Matt Gaetz. How come it's coming to light now? This is going on for 2 years now. Am I right?
Yeah. No, you're right, Patty. You're right. Patty's always
so
right.
How come it's taking so long? Now all of a sudden they want to bring all the dirty laundry out? It should have been brought out 2 years ago.
Patty, you are correct again.
I'm serious, man. And you know, not our boys. Didn't people understand that over 75 million voted for Donald Trump, and they're going to start playing with him? I'm going to tell you something. Primaries are coming up, Todd. They better hope they win.
Yes, Patty, you're batting 1,000 today, and you're absolutely right about this. Look, Donald Trump deserves to get whatever he wants. That's it. That's the bottom line. Patty, I got to run. I appreciate you calling in, and have a great weekend. 901-260-5926. I want to say something, though, about MSDNC and the New York Times, CNN, Washington Post, all these people out there. They are playing with fire. And one of the things that we have now seen is that conservatives are fighting back, because people are getting sick and tired of being slandered in the mainstream media without any consequence at all. And this is one of the anchorettes on MSDNC talking about Pete Hegseth. Cut number six, please.
Add the Secretary of Defense nominee, Pete Hegseth, the Fox News commentator as well, because this is someone who, weekend host, important distinction. This is someone who, you know, is known to be a white supremacist, known to be an extremist, whose platform, whose book is basically about his opposition to the advancement of black officers to the top brass.
All right, we're going to stop there. Let me say something here. That's a lie. It's a flat out lie. That is offensive, what that woman said. And my recommendation, MSNBC, you people better watch yourself, because it's a new day in America. We're going to be coming after you, and we're going to be using the legal system to do it. We're not going to let you get away with this garbage anymore. Those days are long gone. Hear me on this, mainstream media. You go out there, you hurl around these names, you make these accusations, and you don't think there's going to be payback. Trust me, there's going to be payback. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Now, we're going to play some audio here. This is from the beginning of the trial of the man who murdered Lake and Riley. The young lady from Georgia, nursing student, killed by an illegal alien who had been allowed back into the country multiple times. He had been arrested for crimes, and yet he was for some reason was still allowed to be here. This is the legacy of Joe Biden and border czar Kamala Harris. But I want you to hear the opening statement from Sheila Ross. She's the prosecutor in the case. Cut 20.
On February 22nd, Jose Ibarra put on a black hat, a hoodie-style jacket, and some black kitchen-style disposable gloves, and he went hunting for females on the University of Georgia's campus. And in his hunt, he encountered 22-year-old Laken Riley on her morning jog. And when Laken Riley refused to be his rape victim, he bashed her skull in with a rock repeatedly. That is what this case is all about. The evidence will show that Laken fought. She fought for her life. She fought for her dignity. And in that fight, she caused this defendant to leave forensic evidence behind. She also marked her killer for the entire world to see. The forensic evidence that he left behind in this fight is his DNA, and only his DNA and Laken's, underneath Laken's right fingernails. He also left behind in a struggle with her over her phone, because the court will hear that she called 911. He left behind his left thumbprint on her iPhone, which was found not far from her body at the crime scene. And it is that forensic evidence alone that would give you enough evidence to find him guilty as charged on the counts in this indictment. But the evidence in this case will come in basically three forms. There'll be forensic evidence. There will be digital evidence. And there will be video evidence. And all three forms of those evidence will point to one person, Jose Ibarra, as the killer of Laken Riley.
All right. Let me stop you there. This is going to be one of the most disgusting trials that we have seen. And to see that man, that illegal alien, sitting there in that American courtroom. Folks, I don't know about you, but once this man is found guilty, I think we need to bring back public hangings. I think it ought to be done in public in the town square. And we need to use those public hangings to deter future illegals, future criminals from committing these sorts of heinous crimes. Or people who are illegal that go out there and murder Americans, whatever way the American was murdered, that's how the illegal needs to be sent to the lake of fire. So in the case of Laken Riley, we know from Sheila Ross's opening statement that Laken was bashed. Her skull was bashed in. The guy used a rock. So maybe we give this piece of garbage a choice. You can either die by a rock to the back of the skull, or you can be hanged. It's time to start playing hardball here, folks. And we cannot overstate the danger that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and Alejandro Mayorkas have put this great nation in. We have very dangerous people. Do you realize, just let me talk to our Tennessee listeners from Chattanooga, Knoxville, Nashville, Memphis. We now know that Venezuelan gangs are operating in every city, every major city in Tennessee. Venezuelan gangs, these are bad people. It takes them literally, there's been video of taking at least 9 seconds for these Venezuelans to stage home invasion robberies. Ladies and gentlemen of the Volunteer State, I would encourage you, if you have not already done so, you need to have a weapon. You need to have it on you at all times. You need to make sure you take the gun safety classes, but you need to be ready to protect and defend yourself and your family and your property at all times now because of Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and Alejandro Mayorkas. They're responsible for this. They have allowed these Venezuelan gangs, very dangerous people. They are slaughtering people in ways you cannot even begin to imagine. And now they're in my home state. They're in my hometown of Memphis, Tennessee. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Looks like Chris Wallace is downsizing. You know, he is leaving CNN under rather dubious circumstances. Anyway, Chris Wallace is now listing his Washington, D.C. home. So if you have $6.4 million, then you'll be able to buy a lovely home in Washington, D.C. You know, this is the problem with these guys. They are so far out of touch. They don't go shopping down at Kroger or Super Low. They wouldn't know a chitlin' if it slapped you upside the head. Could you imagine Chris Wallace? Could you pass the giblet gravy, please? He's not going to know what that is. So anyway, Chris Wallace downsizing. Is he going to go to public housing? Do we know? All right, Dieter, work on that. Let's try to get the down low. All right, here, I've got to play this audio. This is Sylvester Stallone. Last night at Mar-a-Lago, they were having a big America First Policy Institute gala, and people were stunned. They didn't realize that Rocky, Yo Adrian, was actually a big Donald Trump supporter, and he really is. Here's Sylvester Stallone.
When I did Rocky, if you remember, the first image was a picture of Jesus, and it says Resurrection AC Club. I found a church that had been converted to a boxing ring. So the image pans down from Jesus onto Rocky being hit. And at that moment, he was a chosen person, and that's how I began the journey. Something was going to happen. This man was going to go through a metamorphosis and change lives, just like President Trump. We are in the presence of a really mythical character. I love mythology. And this individual does not exist on this planet. Nobody in the world could have pulled off what he pulled off. So I'm in awe. And I'll just say this, and I mean it. When George Washington defended his country, he had no idea that he was going to change the world. Because without him, you can imagine what the world would look like. Guess what? We got the second George Washington. Congratulations!
Wow. Well, wow. What an incredible introduction. And then, of course, President Trump comes out. And it was just really a wonderful, wonderful night down there at Mar-a-Lago. But I think you're going to start seeing more and more Hollywood celebrities that are willing to stand up and acknowledge that, you know what, yeah, we are Trump supporters. I really do believe that's going to happen. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk about UFOs. There was a crazy report that was released by the Pentagon this week, and it's just stunning. Almost 1,600 cases now of UFOs identified between last year and this year. And I'm wondering, what do you think those things are? What do you think the UFOs are? We're going to be talking about it. I have a couple of theories. We're going to be taking your calls on that as well as really whatever you want to talk about because it's Open Line Friday. 901-260-5926, the telephone number. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Well, hello, everybody. everybody. Happy Friday to you. I am Todd Stearns, your voice of truth and reason from border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. Can we talk about UFOs for just a moment here? There was a big report out of the Pentagon this week, and they've got some problems. So here's the story. A commercial jetliner had a near collision with a UFO near New York. The Pentagon says the airline crew reported to the Federal Aviation Administration that the object was in a cylinder shape. And the UFO was spotted right off the coastline of New York over the Atlantic Ocean. Now, there is an organization within the Pentagon called the Defense Department's All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office. They're the people that are investigating UFOs. And they say that there have been some 1,600 UFO cases identified. So these are reported, identified between 2023 and 2024. Now, a good many of them, we're talking about hundreds of them, are basically drones, balloons, big birds, but there are a little over 700, and they don't know what they are. They don't know what's going on up there in the skies over trailer parks in the Nevada desert. And I don't know why, Ben Dieter, but aliens, for some reason, are attracted to rundown trailer parks in the middle of the desert or in mountainous communities. I can't understand that.
Todd, you're scaring us.
It just seems to me that the aliens would be more attracted, I don't know, to Six Flags, Kings Island, maybe McDonald's.
Disneyland.
Disneyland, yeah, that'd be good. But I don't know. They love the trailer parks.
I'm shocked they haven't come to Memphis.
Well, they have, but it's too dangerous, so they went back. They're like, okay.
We'll stay on Mars. Yeah,
we're good. We're good. Take a ride at Uranus. There's a joke in there somewhere. Anyway, there was a time when these kinds of conversations, Ben, and you're a young fella, so you may not remember this, but there was a time when all of these kinds of stories were actually relegated to late night, overnight radio. Ooh. But over the past few years, this is like becoming mainstream. Members of Congress, about Tim Burchett from East Tennessee, says that he's heard that we've got alien bodies. We've got the carcasses or carcai of alien creatures, dadgummit. So anyway, Congress is all in a tizzy. They've done hearings, investigations, trying to figure out if E.T. may be trying to phone home. But the reality is, and this is in all seriousness, you have military pilots, you have commercial jetliner pilots, and they are all reporting these anomalies in the sky. And nobody knows what they are. So what's going on? Are we dealing with secret military aircraft here? Are we dealing with creatures from another planet? But there is another possibility, and I want to throw this one out there for you. Is it possible that we could be seeing an increase in demonic activity on planet Earth? Is that possible? Because we know, according to the scriptures, that the demons are there. Legions.
Didn't Tucker Carlson get bitten by a demon?
Yeah, he was scratched up. Legion, I'm a demon. And, I mean, scratched him up. Tucker said that when he woke up, the demon had these big claws, and he was, like, clawing at Tucker Carlson. Like, evil. I know we're laughing here, but, I mean, Tucker Carlson,
yeah,
he says it's real. He was physically attacked by a demon. I mean, I've seen Carrie, and I've seen, like, all the movies. What's the one where the head turns around and around and around? Is that Carrie, or was that's The Exorcism, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious about what's going on here. By the way, years ago when I was a Cub reporter, Ben Dieter, I was younger than you are now. And I had to cover, they were doing an exorcism on live television. And it was a big deal, though. I mean, the whole country was watching. I think it was ABC or somebody. Anyway, my editors sent me over to the local Catholic church, and they wanted me to watch the exorcism in real time, you know, with this priest who was basically doing play-by-play. Mm-hmm. And anyway, I was just a little Baptist kid fresh off the farm and got over to the parish hall there and wherever the priest lives. And he opens the door, and he had a six-pack of Budweiser in his hands. And he was like, "Want a beer?" And I'm like, "I'm good. I'm a Baptist." Anyway, we sat down and we were watching the. I was fascinated. He was, "Oh, that's not real. That's fake." You know, he's like, apparently he had done these exorcisms himself. All that to say, I do believe there are demons here. And Tucker says that he has visible scars from his encounter with a demon. I would have done this, Ben, only because this is what I do when I'm interviewing somebody. Let's see the scars.
It's true. That would have been your first question.
That I would have been asked. Yeah. He goes, "Yeah, I got scars." I'm like, "Really? Let's see them."
My apartment is haunted, so I believe in all of this.
What, your apartment is haunted?
Mm-hmm.
By what?
Ghost. It's part of the Memphis Ghost Tour. I didn't know that when I moved in, and then I saw a whole group of ghost chasers, and I asked them what they were doing if they were moving in, and they said no, this was the final destination of the ghost tour.
Really? So, like, do you, like, have people, does the ghost wander in or rummage around in your fridge? What does the ghost do?
The ghost is in the elevators and also the basement, which also happens to be the gym, so I never go to the gym.
Yeah, I'm not going down there. Yeah, no basements. No basements. I will never buy a building with a basement. Bad things happen in basements. So wait a second, the elevator?
Mm-hmm.
That would creep me out.
Every time that the dog Arthur goes onto the elevator, he starts barking as if there is someone there. It's not even a question.
So you're telling me you're in the elevator by yourself and Barker the dog, is that the name's dog? The dog's name is Barker?
Arthur, like King Arthur.
Oh, Arthur, I thought it was Barker.
He just starts growling and he's
really
very intent. He's barking at.
Is he staring at somebody? What is he staring at?
He's staring at the ghost. And do you know what happened? So someone on the fourth floor 4 decades ago was stabbed, and they've never cleaned up the room. It's just sequestered.
Wait, what?
And so,
is there still crime scene tape?
Mm-hmm. No one on the fourth floor of my apartment building is allowed to rent that room. And they say that the girl that was stabbed there by her boyfriend haunts my apartment. So that's who the dog's barking at. I believe it.
Oh,
why are you laughing?
I'm not laughing.
Todd.
I am laughing. I'm just, that's the craziest story. So it's a female, so it's like Casper the Friendly Ghost? I mean, is she pleasant enough?
Katrina.
Katrina.
Okay. No, her name is Katrina. I mean, the entire
God
residents of my apartment knows.
I think you're being fed a line here.
Nope. I would have never have moved
right
in.
Let's go to John, WDUN. I've got more questions about Katrina the demon in just a moment. John, what do you make of this? What do you make of these unidentified flying objects? What do you think they are, John?
Well, thanks for taking my call. I tend to agree with you about possible demons, because we know as evil increases, there are going to be more and more manifestations showing in the physical.
You see, yeah, I didn't want to get into the whole, like, you know, maybe we have to head down that road where we are in the last days. And in the last days, we are going to see these manifestations, these demons in the sky.
Yes, sir. My call was, you brought up UFOs, and it crossed my mind, it's not a UFO, but a year ago, 2 years ago, when the balloon flew across America over certain
China
military bases.
Yeah, the China spy balloons, yeah.
So did they ever get to the bottom of that, or they ever push the issue onto it? Hold them accountable, you know?
Well, no, of course not, John. And why would they? Because Joe Biden and his family and the Biden crime syndicate, they're getting money off of China. So that's why they did not intervene. That's why they did not intervene, John.
Yes, sir. And this election proved that people were tired of that and ready for a move.
No doubt about it. All right, John, thank you for that call. Let's go to Brett. Listening to us on the great KROF in Lafayette, What's going on, Brent? What's on your mind?
Well, I just don't understand why everybody calls these illegal immigrants. I don't understand that. Why do you call them illegal immigrants when they're actually illegal foreign nationals coming into this country?
Well, you I just call them illegal aliens, but what would you prefer we call them?
Illegal foreign nationals. That's what they are.
Well, it's true. Would you say, though, Brett, that we have been invaded?
Oh, yes, definitely.
You see, I think it's an act of war. What they've done, I believe when you've got, especially when you've got that many people coming from, like, say, Venezuela or wherever, invading our country, I think that it's an act of war. That's what I think it is.
Well, you're right. It's an invasion. You got all these foreign nationals coming into this country without any proper identification. Yeah, you're right. They're foreign nationals. They're not immigrants. They're not coming to America to immigrate into this country. All they're right. Foreign nationals coming into this country to pretty much do what they did and wherever they came from.
Brett, it's a fair point and good designation. I think we just shorten it because it's hard to say, you know, foreign national. But I get where you're coming from on it, and you're right. I mean, you're absolutely right about that. Brett, hey, we sure do appreciate you calling in, and thank you for listening to KROF. We love all of our friends down there in Lafayette country, Cajun country. Let's go to Kathy in Salem, Oregon. All right, Kathy, what do you think about these UFOs?
Hi, Todd. As somebody that tries to live for God very hard, I avoid this subject like the plague. But I was listening to Eric Metaxas the other day, and he had a guy on there that wrote a book about these UFO things. And his theory or opinion is that they are Nephilim. There was Nephilim before the flood. And what he was saying is he believes their flesh died in the flood, but their spirits, because spirits don't die, right, are doing this. So,
well, our good friend Pastor Robert Jeffress says that demons were actually once angels who rebelled against God. And so he believes that, yes, demons are real. And I do, too. I do wonder if that could be the explanation here. And again, as we get closer to, you know, the end of days, you know, I think the Bible does speak of that we're going to see more of these manifestations in the sky.
Right. So, I mean, I'm not writing it off totally anymore, because usually when they're talking about UFOs, they're talking about people on other planets, right? But if these things were just always on this planet and they're taunting us, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, look, Kathy, it's a good thought here. And again, going back to the book of Revelation, they say as the world nears its end, when Christ returns, that demonic forces will be unleashed in great numbers, causing widespread chaos and destruction. And I'm wondering if that's what we're starting to see now, and especially when you've got, in some cases, you actually have video evidence of something going on. Let's go to Robert in North Carolina. Robert, what say you?
I'm just thinking that we got rid of a bunch of aliens out of office there, Todd, myself. I believe there is alien life around here, and we've done dealt with it for years, you know.
We got rid of the demon crats.
Yeah, the demon crats. And that's what I'm saying. I thank God that Trump's in there. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you, Todd, for everything you do, brother.
Robert, appreciate that. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We've got Bill in Gainesville, Georgia, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
I don't really like working.
I'm going to need a priority parking space.
I only work remotely.
How are your safe spaces?
Can I bring my dog to work?
Will your company protect me against microaggressions?
You're triggering me. Is this interview almost over?
You don't run a daycare. You run a business. So why use high-priced recruitment agencies who charge you up to 40% of an employee's first-year salary? So they're focused on getting you the costly talent not the best fit, which means you get more of this.
What's your policy on paying employees to attend protests?
I demand 8 weeks of vacation.
I need at least 12 weeks of paid vacation.
I'm gonna need a lot of mental health days.
Do you have a game room?
My pronouns are Z's and Z'er.
Isn't it time you hired grown-ups? Call redballoon.org and skip those high-priced recruitment agencies. Call 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. That's 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. Redballoon.org.
All right, Bill from Gainesville, Georgia. Bill, appreciate you holding on. What's up with the UFOs? What's your take?
Well, you mentioned four things. Let's take the last one first. The Bible does not mention any people on any other planet. On day six, he created man and woman on the earth, and Jesus came to the earth. He didn't go anywhere else. So that eliminates, it's not my opinion. The Bible says there's nobody else on the earth. There are people except on the earth. All right. Now, the first two you mentioned were the government. And the government, we know that the government lies to us every now and then, like Area 51, you remember that? And they was all these UFOs were spotted, and they finally admitted they were doing that. And then the second thing you mentioned, I forgot what it was.
Demons.
Take demons. Demons are just spirits, okay? Spirits cannot do anything unless they do it through people. They can influence people, but they are not a physical being. If you see something physical in the sky, it's not because a demon's up there. I mean, it might be a person that's influenced by a demon, but the demon can't do anything. They're just a spirit. Okay. And then that second one you mentioned.
I had three. Was it a military aircraft, creatures from another planet, or demonic forces?
Let's see. What was that second one you mentioned?
I just read off the three.
Yeah, there was one more. But
this sounds
anyway.
Like trivia.
The third one was like natural phenomena, like the Northern Lights.
Well, that would be four. Yes.
Strange things. And there are also, you know, gases can do crazy things. And you
those
know,
blasted cows. It's methane.
Yeah. Listen, I appreciate your show. It's great. Bill. Anytime I can. Great. I appreciate you and what you do.
Thank you, Bill. Bill, God bless you. Thank you for that. Always good to have a little bit of fun. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, we like to throw all the options out there, Dieter. I mean, because, you know, I don't think anybody really knows unless they do know and they're not telling us.
Yeah.
You know how the government is.
I didn't know you had a PowerPoint presentation lined up for the show today, Todd.
Well, let me say this. You know, we had the caller from Louisiana. When I was in high school, my dad got transferred down there, and we were having a youth group bonfire in the swamp. And I had to drive out. I was super late. And I was driving down this long road in the swamps. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, boom, and I had a car. My tire blew out.
Oh.
And I had to change my tire in the middle. And I was for certain that I was going to be abducted by the aliens.
By Bigfoot.
Or an alligator.
Mm.
Yeah, those things run fast, so I'd be dead beat. All right, there you go. 901-260-5926. Hang tight. I'm going to regret bringing up this topic of the UFOs. 901-260-5926. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or someone you know were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma within the past 20 years, listen up. You could be entitled to significant compensation. For years, the weed killer Roundup was used in homes, farms, and gardens. And now studies have proved a direct link between Roundup and this deadly cancer. So, if you or someone you know have been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, call us and find out if you qualify for a cash settlement. Call 800-266-6200. That's 800-266-6200. Time to file a claim is running out, so don't delay. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can find out if you qualify for a monetary reward. Call 800-266-6200. That's 800-266-6200. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. By the way, tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax TV, we've got a great show lined up for you. By the way, now is a great opportunity for you to head over to NewsmaxInvest.com. You can buy preferred shares in Newsmax before our planned IPO. Forbes magazine calling Newsmax a news powerhouse. And you could become a co-owner today. Just go to NewsmaxInvest.com, consult with your attorney or financial advisor, folks. Again, NewsmaxInvest.com. Well, RFK Jr. causing a lot of controversy and concern among Big Pharma. Cut 15, please.
Don't you want a president who's going to end the corruption at the federal agencies, at FDA, at NIH, at CDC, and at the CIA? And don't you want a president who's going to make America healthy again?
Well, there you go. And that's exactly what he is going to do. I want to go to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Welcome our friend from the Wellness Company, Dr. Peter McCullough, their chief scientific officer. So, Dr. McCullough, how big of a deal is this, the nomination of RFK Jr.?
Todd, great to be on the show. This is probably Trump's most courageous nomination. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for Secretary of Health and Human Services, one of the biggest cabinet member jobs. You know, there are over a dozen reporting agencies in the HHS. We're talking hundreds of thousands of federal employees, tentacles out to many thousands of universities and colleges through the National Institutes of Health. This is huge news. Kennedy, I am convinced, will bring a team of new experts to Washington to run these agencies and will make America healthy again.
What are some of the first things you want to see Robert F. Kennedy Jr. do?
I want to see, for the first time in 5 years, I want to see the restoration of normal leadership processes in Washington. In my area in medicine, you know, I've been going to Washington for decades. And we have very, very good methods of bringing together academia, pharmaceutical companies, our agencies and foundations, and then framing issues that are important to all of us, developing a consensus, and then driving public health policy. That's the normal procedure. All of that was suspended during COVID. We had two former secretaries of HHS who essentially became autocrats. They became dictators. There wasn't any input from anyone. And before you know it, things really got off track. So I think Kennedy can do the whole country a huge service by just restoring these normal processes. In my field in cardiology, we call them Bethesda conferences. We used to come together and tackle big issues. And Kennedy has laid out a broad agenda that deals with biopharmaceuticals, water, food, the environment, so many things that impact public health.
So there's been a lot of concern and talk on both sides of the aisle about the vaccines. And, you know, they're alleging, RFK Jr. wants to get rid of every vaccine known to mankind. Is that true? Are there things that we do need to be vaccinating kids, or are you of that mindset as well?
Kennedy has said clearly he's not going to take away people's vaccines. But what he is doing is he's demanding data transparency, accountability. I think it's likely that the 1986 Vaccine Injury Compensation Act will be rescinded. That means the vaccine manufacturers will have liability for their products. And I think quickly you'll see the vaccine companies begin to pull back products that are no longer
medically necessary, clinically indicated, that just bring liability risk to them. And this whole vaccine schedule will probably de-escalate on its own if we actually just restore normal liability. You know, drug manufacturers are liable for their products. You know, doctors, when I take care of a patient, I'm liable. You know, there's a liability there. And vaccine companies having a liability-free set of products is very unusual in American society. And I think that in alone and by itself would help clarify things.
There's a great scene. I'm a big Star Trek guy, Dr. McCullough, and there's a great scene where Dr. McCoy, Bones, was trying to cure Captain Kirk, and he was giving him jabs. He was like, oh, I feel this way. Really? Well, I've got a jab for that. Boom. I've got a jab for this. And it does make you wonder if, you know, when you look at all of these ingredients, the things you're putting into a lot of our food sources, and people are getting sick, and then the drug companies say, hey, no problem, we got a drug for that. Do you think we're going to be able to clean up a lot of the stuff that's going into the food?
Oh, for sure. You know, I posted on my Substack, Courageous Discourse. Since 2009, the American Heart Association has been trying to get trans fats, which are forms of partially hydrogenated soybean and other seed oils, get these out of the food supply. That's what Kennedy wants to do. You know, Bloomberg did it as a trial in New York City around 2006 or so, and heart attack rates dropped. So we do. There's certain things that we just need to get out of the food supply. They've done it in Europe. There's no reason why we can't do it in the United States.
You see, I'm with you. I mean, I've had gravy in my diet for most of my life. I'm Southern. And, you know, if I'm eating a vegetable, it's fried. And yet my arteries are clear as a bell. So I think it really is how you're preparing the food. Not that I'm advocating just turning to a fried diet. But to your point, you know, we've got to be smart about what we're putting into our bodies. Dr. McCullough, how big of an appointment is someone like RFK Jr. to HHS?
It's very big. In fact, it probably is the biggest because health affects all the citizens. It needs to be apolitical. This is very important that for healthcare, you know, obviously both on those on the right and left sides of the spectrum, they all deserve high quality, equitable, efficient healthcare, and that's what the Department of Health and Human Services operationalizes. They also need, you know, high quality biomedical research, you know, outbreak analysis, and very solid information from the agencies. So I think Kennedy fills that role. You know, he's an attorney by training. The current secretary is Xavier Becerra. He's also an attorney by training. Remember, under Kennedy would be the assistant secretary, which would be a doctor, and there'll be many doctors and scientists involved in I think taking the country to back to normalcy and actually making America healthy again.
Well, I love that, and of course that's the great purpose of the wellness company as well. And folks, I would encourage you to go and check out. They've been great sponsors of the Todd Starnes Radio Show. TWC.health/Starnes. Again, TWC.health/Starnes. Now, if you purchase some of the emergency medical kits, they have so many different great products, and I've got all of them. Use the promo code STARNES, and you're going to save 10% on all of your purchases. But it is worth your while to head over to twc.health/STARNES right now. Dr. McCullough, we appreciate you coming on at the last minute, but I knew you would want to weigh in on this, and we look forward to talking to you again very soon.
Thank you.
All right, there you go, folks. Our good friend Dr. Peter McCullough, the Chief Scientific Officer at the Wellness Company. All right, let's try to work in a couple of calls here, and let's go to Lee in Bartlett, Tennessee. Lee, is this true? You have a ghost story?
Hey, yeah, Todd, what's going on? I have a little ghost story to tell you. About 20 years ago or so, I was doing security. I was in the security field, and one of my jobs as a supervisor was to go open up the cemetery. You know that cemetery right there on Poplar right there? Poplar and...
Oh, Memorial Gardens, yes, where the Starnes family is spending eternity right now, yes.
Okay, yes. So you know, man. So I was waiting at that side gate. Every morning you had to open it. It was dark. Now, you know, I'd worked all night and I was tired and all, but as I was sitting there, at the time, I think it's actually gone now, they had these two big hedge rows along inside the fence. So all you could see was directly into the gate, but you had to open the gate at a certain time, so you had to wait outside of it. Anyhow, it was a foggy night. And I know in that cemetery, it's a newer one, but they have a lot of old burial places also. So the fog took the shape. Now, I'm just assuming it was fog, you know, crazy or nothing, but it could have been a ghost. It basically didn't have the lower half, but it had the outline of like a 1800s guy with a top hat and a cane, and just kind of floated from one hedge row to the next.
So you're telling me, hold on, Lee. I just want to make sure I'm following you here. This is Lee from Bartlett, Tennessee, with a ghost story, a personal experience in Memorial Park, which is where many Memphians are buried, including the Stearns family. And you're telling me, Lee, you were there, and a fog rolled in, and all of a sudden in the fog, you saw some sort of a shape take form. And it was bottomless. So you just had the top portion of the ghost. Is that correct? You only saw half of the ghost.
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct.
What did it do? Were you watching it? Did it freak you out? I would be freaked out.
Yeah. Well, basically, see, there's a little another catch to this. But see, I was rubbing my eyes. I'm like, wait a minute. Am I just tired? You know, I'm like shaking my head. Like, what?
Well, sure.
You know, and then and I was like kind of freaked out. So besides that, see, the cemetery itself at night when you go through it can be a little spooky, especially you get way in the back there where the mausoleums are and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's an old lady that used to live on the property there. She told me she was a retired deputy or a cop or something. And I don't know how she lived on it for a living, to be honest, because she was like really old. But anyhow, she would tell us because we were unarmed. She says, when you patrol them down through there at night, just don't get out, especially around the mausoleums, because there's some bad things that happen back there. And I tried to get her to elaborate. She wouldn't elaborate. She did go on to say also, though, there have been people that try to sneak back there, homeless and whatnot. And, you know, we're unarmed, and you know, that's not what we're there for. But the first part, what she said, and not wanting to elaborate on some of the bad things that have happened, and it was just the way she said it didn't sound worldly, you know what I mean? So
you don't think she was talking about homeless people. You think she was talking about ghosts getting their freak on.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Wow.
Something along them lines.
So, never think about
so
it.
Like I say, I ain't
ghosts get lonely,
I
too.
I've had, you know, I went on to work, you know, the sheriff's department. I had, you know, eval. So I ain't crazy. I know what I saw. So
well, I would have tased. You know, the taser may have worked better though. I'm not sure the bullets would have worked, but I would have been tasing something out there in the cemetery. I hope it wasn't Pawpaw. He's been known to sleepwalk at night, but he wasn't bottomless. What's that, Lee?
I said I should have asked him if he was Mr. Starnes.
Next time you're out there, just check. We'll have to address that in the hereafter, Lee. Wow, what a story, Lee. Thank you. I will never go to Memorial Gardens again. My goodness, Ben Dieter, this is like right around the corner from our talk radio bunker.
I have goosebumps all over my body. I can't go to sleep tonight.
I thought he said, well, you know, he said the ghost was bottomless. Then he brought up the old lady. I'm just glad she wasn't topless. That would have been really inappropriate. But what a story.
I'm not shocked. You know, that and Elmwood Cemetery, you've got to be careful. Todd, you need to go over there.
No, I'm not going over there.
What's the one TV show, Ghostbusters or Ghost Chasers or something?
Well, there is a Ghostbusters movie.
Yeah.
I ain't afraid of no ghost.
I think we need to go after the show tonight.
Because I'm afraid of ghosts.
Todd, you're a born-again believer Baptist guy that doesn't drink.
I know, but
you're going to be protected. Now, for the rest of us.
You're screwed. The ghost is coming. You're going to be possessed. Poor Ben Dieter in the middle of the show, all of a sudden his body's going to rise up and he's going to start spinning around.
I'm going to need Lee's gun if I go in.
That's terrible. All right. I have no idea where this show is going, ladies and gentlemen. We're just along for the ride today. Hang tight. Got to take a break. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Show. We just just got a call. Someone said, do you guys always talk about ghosts? And no, we were talking. This was about UFOs. And somehow we Ben Dieter got us off track because of the ghost in the elevator.
Hey, don't come after me. It's a real thing. Listen, there's a lot of scary things happening in government within the Beltway. It all kind of works. It's all part of the same topic. And it's Friday. We're all ready to go home. I'm ready to go home. You still have to do a Newsmax show.
Why? We've still got time. I want to go talk to Jerry in Iowa, who wants to talk about Matt Gaetz and demons. Hopefully not at the same time. Jerry, what's going on?
Well, brothers Todd and Dieter, this is a semi-serious call. It's sort of a 50-50, half serious, half not serious. I have been triangulating the possible source of the UFO problem. And I conjecture that buried somewhere deep in the basement of the DOJ superstructure, there could be the, I call it the DDDD, and that stands for Department of Demonic Disinformation and Distraction.
Ooh. Ooh.
And so anytime something real happens in the news, this government department trots out an alternative explanation or narrative. It's kind of like Matt Gaetz getting appointed for cleaning out the AG. They accuse Matt, and they because they know he will complete the DOJ purge. And so I just think that they have narratives and distractions ready to work on the news cycle and to accuse and replace. And it's just another deep state problem. But on a serious note, I do think that the cell phones in the future could come preloaded with an AI image of the beast. So who knows what the government is doing with this UFO UAP problem? Maybe it's real. Maybe it's not.
It's all fascinating to me, Jerry, and I don't know. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know, but there's definitely some weird stuff going on out there, and I don't know if Congress will ever get to the bottom of it. We'll ever know, but it is certainly a fun topic to talk about. Jerry, appreciate that call. Let's go real quick. Stephen in Southern Maine. Stephen, what's on your mind?
Well, Todd, I just wanted to talk to you a few more times. I get to talk to you every couple months. I wanted to always have to say to you that you still maintain the position of class act of daytime radio for sure.
Stephen,
no ifs, ands, and buts about that. I wanted to bring to your attention that the gentleman you had, Johnny.
Yes.
That was showing some disbelief in what you were telling him. I was a little bit upset that you didn't bring up the fact to Johnny that a gentleman by the name of Lester Holt on NBC News did a special on the Civil Rights Act and who passed it. And you were absolutely right. It was the Republicans that passed the Civil Rights Act with a few Democrats.
And Stephen, hold on, Stephen, we are flat out of time. So, Stephen, you're going to have to call us back on Monday to finish this thought, and we'll try to revisit this. And I am so sorry, but we are coming to a close here, Stephen. Folks, it has been a wild, wild week. We're going to do it all over again on Monday. In the meantime, you can head over, listen to our podcast, check out all of our great content there. Tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern, watch me on Newsmax. Folks, it's been a lot of fun. Get out there. Have a great Friday. And whatever you do, be sure to go to church this weekend.